Welcome to the Becoming You podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unlock a more confident, joyful, and fulfilling life. I'm Megan, life coach and breathwork facilitator, and your no-nonsense bestie, here to provide you with the tools, resources, and insights you need to thrive. Every fortnight, we'll be diving into topics that matter the most to you, whether it's overcoming self-doubt, embracing your authentic self, or learning how to actually regulate your nervous system. Don't worry, I've got you covered. So let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to season 4, episode 1 of the Becoming You podcast. I'm so excited for this episode today because this is a topic that I'm incredibly passionate about. And if you are in my world, you will know how much I talk about this. I harp on about this all the time to everyone that I meet because I'm just like, everyone needs to know this information. So I was like, what better topic to start on a new season than this, which is breathwork. So for those of you that don't know, for those of you that might be new in my world, I became a certified breathwork instructor back in November last year. And so for the past like 8 months, I have been helping people heal their traumas, let things go, helping them regulate their nervous systems through running online events, through running in-person events in Melbourne, and also implementing this into my work with coaching clients as well. And it lights my soul on fire. And what I'm seeing a lot of right now, because breathwork is sort of evolving, it's becoming mainstream, right? Is a lot of talk around breathwork sessions, going to these things, which I absolutely think are fundamental, and regular conscious breathwork practice. I'm all for. There's a lot of talk around this, but not a lot of talk around functional breathing, i.e. how you're breathing on a day-to-day basis. And the reason this is important is because it is all well and good going to a breathwork session for an hour and like having this amazing release or just feeling super calm afterwards. That's great. But if you're breathing incorrectly for the rest of the 23 hours in a day, then that kind of impact is just not sustainable. It's like going into a coaching session for an hour and having this amazing realization and these like breakthroughs, but then 23 hours of the day, you're filled with negative self-talk, right? Limiting beliefs. You're not actually going to progress. You're not going to move forward. So I want to talk about this because it's very likely that you're breathing incorrectly and that is having an impact on your health. I am talking having an impact on your immune function, on your cortisol levels, on your sleep, on, oh my God, so many things. And it would make sense, right? Because our breath is our life. If we are not breathing, we're not alive. And so, yes, we are all here. We're surviving. If you're listening to this, you're obviously on this earth right now and you are living. But does it mean that you're thriving just because you're here breathing? No, it can always get better. And this is what I want to talk about. So I want to start just with a little bit of definition of breathwork, which is referring to like the variety of breathing patterns that you use in order to get different results, right? So when we're doing faster breathing patterns, we are activating our sympathetic nervous system. We are releasing energy from the body. We are releasing stagnant emotions. We're getting clarity. We can get more focus, things like that. And when we're doing slower breathing patterns, we are putting ourselves into our parasympathetic nervous system. We're calming our mind. We're getting out of our mind. We're getting into our body. We're creating this really good zone for sleep. And so you can play around with this consciously in order to get different outcomes. So that's sort of like the umbrella term for breathwork. So I want to share with you a little bit about how I discovered breathwork, or should I say breathwork discovered me, and because it's just an important part of my journey and I like to share it. So it was about 5 years ago when I was still struggling with quite a lot of anxiety. And if you want to learn a little bit more about my story around anxiety and depression, you can go back and listen to my earlier episodes. But I was still struggling with this and I was always trying to think my way out of it. Right? If you've ever had anxiety and it's very inconvenient and you're like, oh, why is this happening? I don't know why I'm anxious. There's nothing to be anxious about. I shouldn't feel this way, blah, blah, blah. All the stories you try and tell yourself, or the things you try to do in order to stop that from happening. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you cannot think your way out of a feeling problem. And I learned this the hard way. So my anxiety often showed up in ruminating thoughts, a lot of overthinking. It was very much in my head and less so in my body. But when it did show up in my body, which was usually when I was having social anxiety, when I had to go and do something, it would show up as a racing heart, sweaty palms, nausea, dizziness. And so I was having one of these anxiety attacks and I just felt really fucking hopeless in that moment. And I was like, I just need something. This is so inconvenient. I need this to stop. And I ended up reaching for Insight Timer, which I was just using at the time as an app to use for when I went to sleep. Guided sleep meditations, used to love that. And I found this meditation called SOS for Stress and Anxiety. And I thought, fucking hell, I need that, right? This was an SOS situation. It was 12 minutes long, this meditation with some breath work in there. Right? And I just followed along. And what it actually was box breathing, which is where you breathe in for six, hold for six, out for six, and hold for six. And you just do that continuously. And when this ended, I actually noticed the symptoms had subsided. I no longer felt the way that I'd felt before I started. And it was the moment that I realized that I was probably a little bit more in control than I'd thought. Previously, I'd been this victim to anxiety. I'd been very much like, why does this happen to me? There's nothing I can do about it. And then when I did this breath work, I was like, oh, I actually feel empowered because I just did some of that breathing and now I feel better. Like, what the fuck? Where has this been all my life? And it's safe to say I got obsessed with that particular breathing pattern. I started using it for everything. It was like anxious, box breathing. Wanted to sleep, box breathing. Felt nauseous, box breathing. Needed to focus, you guessed it, box breathing. It was my like go-to thing for a good couple of years there. And I didn't really explore anything further. I definitely didn't look into the nervous system. I definitely didn't look into why that breathing technique helped me with my anxiety. I just fucking loved it because it did. And then as time went on, I started to learn more and more. And it got to the point where I was like, wow, I'm really interested in this. And I want to actually understand it, learn the science behind it, learn about the nervous system, and then be able to help other people with it. And here we are. So it's been a long 5 years for me through this breathwork and learning more about myself and how powerful breathwork can truly be. So let's talk a little bit about how you're probably breathing in your day-to-day life, especially if you often feel anxious or you feel a bit stressed, overwhelmed, or you just notice yourself being dysregulated, whatever that looks like and feels like for you. You are probably breathing through your mouth predominantly. And so often we're not even conscious of this. We don't even realize this is what we're doing. Now you're going to realize because I've told you about it. So you're probably breathing through your mouth. You're probably breathing quite quickly and quite shallow into your chest. So you might find yourself slumped over quite a lot, like poor posture, mouth breathing, breathing quickly, especially if you're in an office job where you're sitting at a desk all day and you're sort of typing away. You might find that your shoulders are sort of up towards your neck. And this is because when you're mouth breathing, your clavicle muscles and your chest muscles are actually doing the work, which is not meant to happen, right? They're not actually meant to be responsible for your breathing. And what also happens when you're quickly breathing through your mouth is that you are putting yourself into a sympathetic state, right? Pause here to talk about the two parts of the nervous system. You've got your sympathetic, which is your fight or flight, and you've got the parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. So if you are breathing through your mouth quickly, shallowly, into the chest on a regular basis, you are putting yourself into a state of anxiety. You are putting yourself into fight or flight, right? And the really important thing to note here is that the state of our nervous system comes first, then the story. So what I mean by that is if you are in a sympathetic state and then something happens, the story you create about that is going to be way more negative than if you were in a parasympathetic state, if you were in rest and digest, and then something happened. So let's say you wake up in the morning, you've had a really shitty sleep, and on the way to work, someone cuts you off in traffic. The story that you create in your head is going to be like, oh, this is just fucking stupid. No one can drive, blah, blah, blah. Whereas if you had a really restful sleep, a deep sleep, beautiful morning, and then on the way to work, someone cuts you off, your story is not going to be so generalized or so negative, right? Because you're actually in a better state. So state comes first. So if you notice that you're quite anxious, if you are stressed, you need to bring your awareness to how you're breathing. Breathing through the mouth also dehydrates you. So if you're someone that constantly feels like, oh my God, I'm really thirsty, like I need to drink more water, it's probably because you're breathing through your mouth. Our mouth is actually designed to eat and to talk through, right? It is not designed to breathe through because it's essentially just a hole in your face. There is no filtration system there. Think about all of the things that are in the environment, all of the awful toxic things that we know exist in our air. You are breathing that in and it's not being filtered into your lungs. And because you're breathing shallow into your chest and not deeply into your diaphragm, then the oxygen that you do take in is not getting into the bottom of the lungs, which is where it needs to get in order to be able to send that oxygen to all of the cells, tissues, blood, etc. So it makes such a difference. You might find when you mouth breathe that you have brain fog. You lack energy. It's even been linked to ADHD. So you should be breathing through your nose 99% of the time. When you're exercising, when you're sleeping, when you are doing anything, breathing through your nose, right? A lot of people talk about how they're congested quite a lot. That's always the first thing that comes up when I suggest this. Oh, but I'm congested and I can't breathe through my nose. But you know why you're congested and can't breathe through your nose? Because you're not breathing through your nose. So it's this like catch 22. You have to breathe. You have to retrain your body to breathe through your nose more in order to fix the issues that are happening within your nose. And it's hard work in the beginning. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of time, but it's fucking worth it when you can retrain your body to actually start breathing through your nose. And you will find that those kind of symptoms will subside because it's not just about congestion. It's the reason you're being congested in the first place, because breathing through your mouth and breathing quickly and overbreathing will affect your immune system, your immune function, your ability to get deep sleep, which is where your cells regenerate. So everything is connected. So my best tip is to start becoming conscious of how you're breathing a few times a day. Notice it within yourself. When you're at work, when you're at your desk, are you breathing through your nose? Are you breathing through your mouth? And if you are mouth breathing, just bring it back. Just consciously bring it back to the nose and keep bringing it back. So I'm going to tell you why breathing through your nose is important. Because nose breathing actually filters the air. We have this whole nasal cavity that exists behind our nose that filters the air and actually adds something called nitric oxide. This is antibacterial, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory, and it actually opens up the airways. And so what it does is it actually helps us get more oxygen into our lungs and into our cells. So when we're breathing through our nose, what we're also usually doing is breathing into our belly, breathing into the diaphragm. And the diaphragm is connected to so many organs in the body. This is why breathing into it is important. Not only is it massaging those organs, right? It's allowing lymph to flow around the body, which is what we need. This kind of breathing also activates your parasympathetic nervous system. Rest and digest. It calms you down. This is why people say when you're having a panic attack or when you are really in a stressed situation, to slow your breathing down, right? Because it literally tells the body that there's no threat. So if you are looking to calm, if you're looking to reduce anxiety, if you're in a moment where things are really overwhelming, what you want to do is extend your exhale so it's longer than your inhale. This is the signal to the body that says, we're safe, it's okay, and it puts you back into rest and digest. So the more that we can breathe in through the nose, out through the nose, or in through the nose and out through the mouth, slowly, deeply into the belly, the calmer we will be. Not only that, but the slower we will breathe. And this is actually the desired outcome, because in today's society, we're over-breathing, we're breathing too much. What you actually want to do is breathe less. Breathing less is going to help improve lung capacity. It's going to help with your immune function. It's going to help with optimal health overall. So here are a couple of tips. Here are a couple of things that I recommend that everybody does to help improve how they're actually breathing. The first thing is what I mentioned previously. Consciously noticing when you're mouth breathing and bringing yourself back to a nose breath. Even this awareness in itself can change so much, because you start catching yourself out and you start like, oh, okay, move it back. And after a while, it becomes habit. The second thing that I recommend is about sleep. Now, when you're asleep, when you're unconscious, you don't know how you're breathing. You don't know whether you're breathing through your mouth or not. So the signs that you are mouth breathing are things like snoring, waking up feeling dehydrated, dry mouth, bad breath, feeling like you've not had a deep sleep, right? You're not energized. These are all signs that you're breathing through your mouth. So I recommend to everybody to tape your mouth at night. Some people think this is a wild fucking concept and they're like, oh my God, you're insane. But I'm not, because it works. You are retraining your body to breathe through your nose when you're asleep. And this is the thing. You are built to survive. So if in the night you need to breathe through your mouth, your body will wake you up and you will just be able to take off the mouth tape. You're not going to die in your sleep from taping your mouth. I just want to remove that as an obstacle. You can buy mouth tape that also has a little bit of like a hole in the middle that allows a little bit of air should it need to come out of the mouth. But I can't tell you how much it's changed my sleep. I mouth tape every single night. And when I don't do it for whatever reason, whether I'm traveling or I forget, I can tell the difference in the morning. The other reason that I recommend mouth taping at night is because when you are consistently breathing through your mouth, it also impacts your oral health. And we know how important oral health is for every other system in the body. It can create tooth cavities, right? And I'll share with you this fun fact. For the past 2 years, I have been mouth taping, and I also do not use fluoride in my toothpaste, and I filter my water, so there's no fluoride in that. And I can tell you, I've had no problems with my teeth. I'd previously had a few fillings here and there. Past 2 years, not a problem. My teeth are fine. And I honestly link that to those two things. And yes, that is just anecdotal. That is just my experience. But I believe that sharing our own personal experiences is really important. The last thing that I recommend that you do, and this is for fucking everybody, because we're living in this world of hustle culture, of go, 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 of overachieving, and people are stressed. People are fucking stressed because it's a stressful world out there, right? I get it. So I recommend that you do 5 to 10 minutes of conscious breath work a day, whether it is first thing in the morning or before you go to bed, or if you're just like all about it, do it both times. Do it first thing in the morning and when you go to bed. And I recommend doing what we call heart coherence breathing. This is a breath technique that's been studied. It helps balance and harmonize the organs in the body. It reduces cortisol levels. It's just great for stress. And so the pattern is in through the nose for 5 counts and out through the nose or mouth for 5 counts. It's a balancing breath. The inhale is the same length as the exhale. You're breathing deeply into the belly and you're letting it go. What I also recommend when you do this as well is placing one hand on your heart space and the other on your belly and really breathing into the heart space as you do this. It becomes a practice of gratitude. It becomes a practice of really tapping into acceptance, gratitude, love. And that will further the benefits of this breath work. So 5 to 10 minutes a day of just in for five, out for five. Put on some relaxing music. Make it a ritual. This is actually all you need in order to start helping regulate your nervous system. Going to one breathwork session a week is not going to help you regulate your nervous system. And let's be honest, every single fucking person on this planet needs to regulate their nervous system. So if you are on this journey, if you're on this personal development journey, if you're doing some healing, if you are trying to create more calm in your life, if you're trying to heal some things, then please, for the love of God, take this seriously and implement it into your life. Try it for 30 days. Commit to yourself. Okay, 30 days, I'm going to do 10 minutes of this breath work a day. And then just see. See how you feel on the other side of that. Because I promise you, it's going to increase your window of tolerance. It's going to mean that you can actually deal with more stress or more challenges without it throwing you into dysregulation. And this is what we want, right? We want to create this space where we can go in and out of the parasympathetic nervous system, up into the sympathetic nervous system, into fight or flight. We can deal with that, and then we can come back down into rest and digest. That is what this is all about. It's the fine balance. It's the dance where the body works in harmony, where it does what it's meant to do. It doesn't get stuck in the chronic stress. It doesn't get stuck in sympathetic. When you do this kind of breathing regularly, daily, it's going to help you with that. My intention with this episode, as always, is to give you the tools and resources so that you can feel empowered to actually do better in your life, right? If you're struggling with something, then knowledge is power. And so I hope that giving you some of this information has allowed you to feel like, okay, maybe I can actually do something here to help myself and make positive change. So if you are curious to know a little bit more, if you want to have some breathwork sessions, I actually offer them online and in person for those of you that are in Melbourne. And you can find all of that information on my website, which is meganscholycoaching.com. I will put the link to that in my show notes. I regularly host down-regulating calming breathwork sessions weekly in Melbourne. And I usually do a monthly breakthrough breathwork session, which is really about helping you release emotions or any stagnant energy. It's a fast breathing type of session. They're also in Melbourne as well. So if you want any more information, just send me a DM on Instagram. If you think someone will benefit from listening to this podcast, I encourage you, send them the link, share it with them. I want to get this information out to as many people as I can because I think it's so helpful and it's so beneficial. Thanks for tuning in to the Becoming You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe or share on your socials and tag me at @MeganScholey_. It really helps us reach more amazing women like you. See you in the next episode.